Have you ever known the joy of witnessing to a friend about Christ and see that person's life transformed by the power of God? If so, you know that that is one of the greatest joys and thrills that can come to a Christian. A man who, all his adult lifetime, gave himself to witnessing to individuals said, "Even if I were utterly selfish and had no care for anything but my own happiness, I would choose, if I might, under God, to be a soul winner." And certainly, there again we see the joy, the happiness, that comes to the person who has the privilege of witnessing to another individual about the Lord Jesus and seeing that person pass from death to life. What a privilege that is, to see that life transformed by the power of God, to see that light come into the life to replace darkness, to see them freed from the bondage that Satan has imposed upon us, and to come out into the liberty that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever had this privilege of pointing someone to the Lord Jesus, of witnessing to them and seeing the Spirit of God work, that they in turn have become a Christian and are growing with the Lord, and perhaps even they in turn are now witnessing to other individuals? Well, you can. You can know that joy and have that privilege. In fact, God intended that you should. And let me repeat it again. You can witness effectively to individuals. You see, the Lord Jesus promised that he would make us fishers of men. In Matthew 4:19, in this particular passage, where the Lord Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." You see, the Lord Jesus states to us that he wants us to be fishers of men. And his command is to follow him, and the promise is that he will make us fishers of men. So what the Lord Jesus hath promised, certainly he will carry out, would he not? And he can and will make you a fisher of men if you will let him. Or you may not be a Peter who preached one day and 3,000 were added to the church, but you can be an Andrew who, after he had been brought to the Savior, went and found his brother Simon Peter and brought him to the Lord Jesus. Peter fished with a net, so to speak, and Andrew with a pole and a line, one at a time. And though you may not be called upon to preach to great multitudes or even to groups, yet you can witness effectively to individuals, one by one, the pole and line method, so to speak. And what a privilege that can be. You, like Andrew, might lead someone to the Lord, who might in turn lead thousands. A shoe salesman named Edward Kimball led a young man to Christ years ago. I doubt if you know who Edward Kimball is or was, but you do know about the young man he led to Christ in his shoe store. That young man was D.L. Moody, who was to become the great evangelist. Did you realize that 7 of the 12 apostles were won, through individual work? The Lord Jesus didn't command us to be fishers of men, however. He commanded us to follow him. And then he promised, as a result of our response, to make us fishers of men. As someone has once said, responsibility. The response is to come from us, and the ability will come from him. And so you can witness effectively for Christ to other individuals, to your friends, neighbors, and acquaintances, because he has promised to make you a fisher of men. And then the Lord Jesus, though he taught large groups, he is also our example in individual witnessing. As we read the gospel records of his life and note the various times that he taught one individual, we find that 19 different times he taught just one person. For instance, the woman at the well You remember where how it's recorded there in John, the 4th chapter. At noon, he sat on the well, and here came this woman who had had 5 husbands, and how he led her step by step to faith in himself, and then she in turn brought the villagers out to hear him and that they might believe in him. You remember how he came into town one day and looked up in the tree and saw Zacchaeus, the tax gatherer, and said, "Come down, Zacchaeus, for today salvation has come into thy home." And you remember how a religious leader came to the Lord Jesus by night, and the Lord dealt with Nicodemus individually. So we have the promise of the Lord Jesus that he will make you a fisher of men, an effective witness to individuals. And we also have the example of the Lord Jesus in individual witnessing. Now, certainly to witness to the saving grace of Christ is the greatest work that God permits men to do. Just to think that he lets us get in on it. Now in Luke 19:10, the Lord Jesus said of himself, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." Now you and I know that the Lord Jesus does all of the saving, and in fact he does most of the seeking. It is he who seeks men, but he lets us in on that part of it too, the seeking of men. And therefore, it is one of the greatest privileges that we can have, that of being a fisher of men, seeking those who are outside of Christ. It not only is the greatest work that God permits us to do, to co-labor with him and the seeking of the souls of men, but it is also the hardest. Naturally, Satan will bitterly oppose something so effective as individual witnessing. Then, too, don't you think that we make a mistake, those of us who call ourselves just the ordinary lay Christians, when we feel that this work of evangelism is to be done by only a select few, those who have gone off to Bible school or seminary or who have become missionaries or pastors? In fact, that's a mistaken view, because the Bible indicates that every saint is to be a soldier. Every child of God is to be a witness for the Lord Jesus, and that includes you. Oh, you may not be talented. You may not have much background or experience, and perhaps you will be afraid. But let me remind you that witnessing for Christ to either groups or individuals is like anything else. It is an art to be learned, and it takes certain things. First, it takes personal preparation and equipping. You need to be prepared to have something to say and know what to say, and to have a boldness with which to say it and a heart of love and a Christ-like life that will back it up. Then, too, we need the knowledge of how to approach a person who is seemingly uninterested or even hostile to the things of God. Furthermore, we know how to tell the gospel story simply and forcefully, and how to care for the one that you have led to the Lord. Now, the purpose of this series of messages that we are beginning today is to help you to prepare for and actually do individual witnessing. The materials that are to be given and the suggestions to be made are the outgrowth of 6 years of experience in helping Christians all over the country. For the last 6 years, it has been my privilege with the Billy Graham team to train counselors, personal work counselors, in various parts of this country, in Canada, and over in the British Isles. And during these years, I have constantly given myself to this thought. If I were to take the average group of Christians and had only 2 things to teach them that would make them the most effective personal workers for Christ in the least amount of time, what would those 2 things be? Now, I have arrived at what I think those 2 things would be, and they, among other things, constitute a large part of the material that we will be bringing you in this series on individual witnessing. And even though you are totally inexperienced, if you will follow the lessons and the messages, and if you will follow the outlines provided in the booklet, and do the homework that we will be assigning message by message, I'm certain that you will find yourself much better equipped and much more encouraged and confident to actually engage in witnessing for Christ to individuals in your neighborhood and those with whom God brings you in contact in your own sphere of influence. Now, to begin with, the first question I would like to ask you is, are you following the Lord Jesus? As in the verse of Scripture we mentioned a bit ago in Matthew 4:19, the Lord Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Are you following him? Well, certainly you cannot follow him if first you have not met him as your Savior. If you do not know him as the Lord of your life, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? Could you join the Apostle Paul when he said, "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day"? Do you have a sure, rock-ribbed assurance and certainty of your life in Jesus Christ? I remember as a boy, I grew up in Sunday school and church, but somehow or other it didn't mean too much to me. I never particularly disbelieved the Bible, nor did I disbelieve in the Lord Jesus Christ. But neither had I received him as my Savior either. And then I remember how, when I was a freshman in college, I walked into the back of a little church one Sunday night, and there I heard, in a way that left an indelible impression upon my mind, that I not only needed to know the facts about the Lord Jesus, how he died on the cross to take my sins, but how that I must receive him as my own personal Savior. At first, I thought, well, I'm a Christian. I was born in America. I've tried to live a good life. But then as the weeks, in fact, the months went by, one night I was lying awake in my bed thinking about it seriously. Well, I'm not certain I'm a Christian. If I died, I don't know where I'd go. So after a while, I decided to make certain, and I slipped out of bed on my knees and asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. By just by a definite act of faith, there was no emotional upheaval, but that night I became a new creature in Christ, and life has been a day-by-day joyous experience ever since. Do you know him as Savior? If not, right now, you could ask Jesus Christ to come in and take over your heart and life, and he will come in because he promised. So that's the first question. And the next thing is, if you're going to be effective in individual witnessing, you must come to have a working knowledge of the Scriptures, because individual witnessing is a hand-to-hand spiritual conflict. Therefore, you must use spiritual weapons. And that's where we will take up next week in our second lesson, the use of the Bible in individual witnessing. In the meantime, here is some homework we'd like you to do. The two booklets, one called Beginning with Christ, the other Going On with Christ. We will start studying the first one called Beginning with Christ. You will notice it has a booklet to be read, and then in the back of the booklet is a folder containing some scripture passages printed on cards. We'll have more to say about those cards in coming lessons. But for this week, read very carefully through the booklet called Beginning with Christ.